nothing.
Yeah, obviously it's been an up and down season for everybody.
Yeah.
When you walk away from the season, what would you feel best about?
I mean, offensively, I feel pretty good. Obviously, win-loss record is a little disappointing, but we did some good stuff this year, stuff we can build on for next year.
What about you? What are you looking to build on for next year? What are you looking to improve for next year?
Just consistency. I mean, I think that's the mark of a good quarterback. I mean, game in and game out, doing your job, limiting turnovers, and winning ball games.
What did you learn more than anything maybe about this year that you didn't know before?
It's a long season, you know. Last year, got to sit and watch a little bit, and I mean, this year obviously being my first season since college, I mean, it's long. I mean, it's mentally and physically, it can get to you.
You know how it goes. The quarterback always takes kind of too much blame, too much credit, whatever mm-hmm. it is. How personally do you take the losing season? I mean, just because you're kind of
It's tough. I mean, I'm a competitor, obviously, and I like to win. I mean, that's why you go out there and do it. So it's tough. I mean, especially these last three or four games. I mean, it's been rough. But I mean, we got one more left, and we're gonna go out there and give it our best shot.
Do you feel you played pretty well to have some momentum going into 2008 for yourself personally?
No, definitely. I think so. I mean, we got a lot of young guys that played really well this year, especially the guys in my class, Tony and B. Marsh and Chris Cooper and Elvis and some of those guys. We got stuff to build on, so I'm excited.
How do you feel physically?
Worn down.
How are you gonna be able to practice this week?
Yeah, I'll be ready to roll tomorrow.
How is your knee?
It's a little banged up. I mean, a little limited today, but I mean, I'll be ready by Sunday, no problem.
That's something that might need something after the season.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Looking back on it now, a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more feeling about the exchange?
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to get into it. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, they talked a lot of stuff. It got heated between the two teams. But I personally don't think the teams like each other, which is fine. I mean, it's just going to add to it later next year and the year after that. So it's going to be exciting.
You ever done that to another quarterback?
No.
Anything else?
What about the Vikings this week? Have you got a chance to look at them?
Yeah. Looked at him briefly this morning. I'll check him out this afternoon. Great run defense, you know, struggled in the past, but I mean, no one tries to run against them because they're throwing the ball over the place. So we're going to try to establish the run, see what we got. They play a lot of too high, so we're going to have to pick and choose what we do. So it's still in the early phases. I should know more tomorrow.
Is it okay if we're going to have to outrun Adrian Peterson?
I don't know if we can do that. Defense is a step up. I mean, I'm not worried about that. We're just going to try to put some points on the board and see what happens.
Jay, for a guy that's made a young splash offensively, can you kind of so much more appreciate Peterson's numbers? 1,305 yards in
rookie season. It's a lot. I mean, he's a stud, obviously. He runs really hard. If you just watch him briefly. I mean, he gets downhill in a hurry, gets his shoulders, and he's tough to bring down. I mean, it's an amazing feat what he's done. I mean, he should have a long career.
All right, you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jay.